AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. School children in Ukraine's capital running toward a bomb shelter as Russian missiles roared overhead. The daytime raid sent many rushing to Kyiv's central subway station for shelter, but the country's military chief says all the missiles were shot down. In his nightly address, President Volodymyr Zelensky said hundreds of lives were saved. Earlier, he offered a Memorial Day message to America.
Your freedom stood thanks to those who fought for it. Our freedom will stand thanks to those who are fighting for it.
President Biden marked Memorial Day with a wreath laying at Arlington National Cemetery and remarks.
We must never forget the price that was paid to protect our democracy. We must never forget the lives these flags, flowers, and marble markers represent.
Later, he was asked about the prospects of getting his deal with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy passed before the government hits the debt ceiling next Monday.
There is no reason why it shouldn't get done by the 5th. I'm confident that we'll get a vote in both houses, and we'll see.
Lisa Dwyer now on the impeachment trial of Texas's attorney general.
A historic impeachment trial in Texas to determine whether Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton should be permanently removed from office will begin no later than August in the state Senate. The Texas Senate has unanimously adopted a measure that calls for the trial to begin not later than August 28th. Paxton was suspended from office Saturday when the GOP-controlled Texas House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted to impeach the three-term attorney general. Paxton has been dogged by ethical and criminal accusations since taking office in 2015. He has called the House investigation that led to his impeachment corrupt and denies wrongdoing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. In the Philippines, thousands are being evacuated from northern provinces with Typhoon Mawar closing in. Meantime, many in Florida are still struggling 8 months after Hurricane Ian devastated parts of the state. Julie Walker.
The sound of the ocean in Fort Myers Beach, where hurricane season starts June 1st. Last September, Ian, a Cat 5, swept away Michael Solora's camper. Since then, he's been living in his car, an old Infiniti sedan.
This is my house for me and my dog, and that's it.
Hundreds remain homeless. Construction is ongoing. Debbie Sams with Beach Baptist Church says the need is overwhelming.
Everyone's in need, even when they think they're not in need.
Many struggle to get insurance payouts, federal and state assistance, building permits, and simply finding a place to shower. I'm Julie Walker.
Thanks, Julie, and thank you for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.